where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
City police are asking for help in identifying a vehicle and a suspect in connection to a daytime robbery last month. The Northgate Pharmacy on Exmouth Street was robbed March 13th. Pictures of the suspect and the vehicle can be found on our website. Sarnia police are investigating a second unprovoked random assault in the city over the past month. Police say a 57-year-old woman was walking her dogs in the area of Napier and Durand Streets March 30th. When she was cleaning up after her dog, she was allegedly struck from behind in the face twice with a closed fist. She was unable to give an accurate description of the suspect, and police say she sustained bruising and headaches. Anyone with information or video footage should call Sarnia Police or Crime Stoppers. A trial is now underway for two suspects in the 2021 murder of Alan Scher. Joshua Tomlinson and Noah Brown are each charged with second-degree murder and break and enter. The pair have pleaded not guilty. The 62-year-old Scher was found dead inside his Divine Street home January 26th. More details are posted to sarnianewstoday.ca. The OPP say someone was shot on Walpole Island Monday afternoon. As a result, two people are facing weapons charges, and one of them was also found to be in possession of cocaine and methamphetamine. Both of the accused were being held in custody pending bail hearings, and the victim was not hurt. Bluewater Health has started notifying about 82,000 patients whose personal health information was compromised in a cyber attack. The hospital and other impacted regional sites provided an update today. President and CEO Paul-Raym Zimmer had positive news when asked for an update on the backlogs in diagnostic imaging and the diagnostic testing lab.
We did have a backlog of approximately 9,000 diagnostic imaging. That's CT, X-ray, MRI. All of those individual appointments have been rebooked, and those individuals are now expecting to arrive for their appointments, and Bluewater Health is continuing to work on the referrals that have occurred since then.
The process of bringing clinical applications back online continues. In November, Bluewater Health reported the hackers behind the October 23, 2023 breach stole the information of over 250,000 patients, including the SIN numbers of 20,000. And the mayor of Warwick Township is pleased to see the province is finally getting things moving in Lambton-Kent Middlesex. Voters are going to head to the polls May 2nd for a by-election. During today's county council meeting, Todd Case pointed out that today was the deadline for the province to call the by-election in the riding. The seat was left vacant after Monty McNaughton stepped away from politics in September.
It's been very, very hard for municipalities like mine. We talk about the landfill situation in Dresden, but we can't forget we're going through an EA process, an expansion process in Lambton County and Warwick Township. So it's been very frustrating. It's been very hard for us as a community to have that good relationship with the government. Don't get me wrong, we've really tried.
The riding has been held by the PC party since 2011. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, chance of showers or flurries, low 1. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of flurries or rain in the morning, a few showers beginning near noon, high 5 degrees. And a mix of sun and cloud Friday, 30% chance of flurries or showers, high 5 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.